This is the audio guide covering the combat system for Core Exiles. In this guide, I will be going into all of the combat pages, first scanning for a target, the actual combat screen where you're engaged and attacking the target, then the loot collection screen, finally followed up with covering how to repair your ship and do another scan after you're done with the first fight and repairing. This is not difficult or anything like that. The key to it is getting as quick as you possibly can with the system so you can do as much combat in as short a time period as possible. I'm going to go ahead and get logged in.
Core Exiles Media, are you ready to meet Enter? Are you ready to meet page? OLOPTAY, tab, stop, Enter. Are you ready to meet your destiny? Seal the action. 29 links. Core Exiles.
I already have my weapon and scanners on. One thing you will have to note is my scanners are threat detectors, so they are only showing me enemy combatants when I do a combat scan. You will be most likely using either highlight scanners or system suites. These do not limit what targets you see, so you'll have to make sure you're only attacking enemies and not friendly targets. Otherwise, that will end up hurting your positive standing with Wesbeck and Ashar, Galfed, and Alliance. If you want to be a pirate, go ahead and attack the good ships, but being a pirate in the game is extremely limiting and you will regret it down the road. The first thing you want to do before actually doing the combat scan is checking your armor and hull to make sure it is at 100%. Going into combat without full armor or hull or shields if you have a shield on is pretty much ensuring that you're going to die at some point through the combat. So I'm going to hit Control Home, then G, and shields, 00, because I don't have any shield on.
Graphic armor,
I'm full up, hull, full up on my hull as well. The next step is to make sure you're in orbit of a place which will actually allow you to do combat. For example, if I go and orbit the jump gate, and then I do a search for combat, which would be a combat scan, it's not showing me anything because you cannot do combat while in orbit of a jump gate. Because of this, I am going to use the second table on the page to find a spot which will allow me to do combat. I'm looking for Lost 6 probably, maybe Lost 7. There's a nebula here. I'm in Kel Expanse. It is a system off of Ethan. I needed something with a little bit lower law level because I can't attack ships in law 11 and 12. But the same concept applies for the rest of this. So I'm going to go ahead and orbit this nebula. Now that I'm in orbit of it, I can do a scan, or a virtual find to find the scan link. I just hit F3 because it was already in my virtual find buffer. Alright, so I'm going to click combat scan. And what I'm going to do is hit Control Home and then B to jump by button. You notice it's saying view button, threat 5-5 bad. Bad means it's an enemy target. Red is bad, green would mean it's good, and you don't want to attack those. I'm going to go ahead and set this so that it only reads the threat level, which is the 5-5 section you were hearing in the bad, not the view button, because I know this button is view anyway. To do that with JAWS, I'm going to hit Insert V, Tab,
preview, zero.
And then hit B.
Buttons, show using screen text.
Buttons with screen text, I don't want that.
Space, alt attribute, 306.
I want this Alt attribute, so I'm going to hit Tab.
Tab, read only edit, tab, expand, preview, tab, OK button to activate, okay. Press space, R, space, threat.
And now it will read it like this.
Threat 5-5 bad button.
Just threat 5-5 bad. It's much cleaner and much quicker, and when you're doing combat, speed is the key to making sure you're being proficient enough to get enough loot to make it worth your time. Okay, now that I got that done, I'll go ahead and look at this table, the ship listing, a little bit more in depth. That's what this is. It is a table here. These buttons are in the table, so I'm going to hit Control Home and then T.
Core Exiles. 9 columns and 15 rows. Column 1.
So we have 9 columns and 15 rows. 9 columns are the different aspects of the ship it's going to tell me about. The table headers are
type, column 1.
Type, that would be the name of the ship.
Class, column 2.
Class is the classification of it. Like, let's look at the first one.
Type, garbage go, row
3. We have a garbage go.
Garbage collection, column 2.
It is a garbage collection.
Class, row 2.
Next header,
affiliation, column 3.
Affiliation, what organization it belongs to, or affiliation it belongs to, obviously.
Freelance, row 3.
It's a freelancer, this one specifically.
Affiliation, speed, column 4.
Speed,
12, row 3.
12, you will have to pay attention to that, as if a ship has a higher speed than you, no matter what, you cannot catch up to it and attack it. I'm in a pretty high-level PM ship, so I don't have to worry about speed. My speed's over 100, so any of these ships I'll be able to attack without any issue.
Speed, row 2, ton, column 5.
Tonnage, this is just how much it weighs. This has no effect anymore. This used to determine how much loot you would get after killing the ship, but that has been reworked and it doesn't have any bearing on it.
C.C.T, column 6.
C.C.T, this is slightly confusing. You have your CCT, which is like current threat rating.
C.C.T, column 7.
ACT, which is actual threat rating, and that's what that button was reading.
Actual threat 5-5 bad.
For example, my current is 5, the actual is 5. If my ship was not healed up all the way, the current might show as 10, but the actual is 5, and that's because I might have half my armor, which actually makes the ship more dangerous. That will not affect the XP payout I get, just the danger in attacking it. Alright, so after ACT,
view,
we have a view column, which is where the threat button is, and then an attack button. Now what I'm going to do real quick to show you, I'm just going to go to the top of the page and then jump by button.
Threat 5,
threat 5,
attack button.
Attack for that one, another 5, attack.
Threat 5, map attack.
Threat
6, map button.
A 6, I can attack.
Threat 0, 1, map button.
That's a 0, 1, that's a baby ship.
Attack button. Threat 7, 7, map button.
A 7, I can attack.
Attack button. Threat 6, attack. Threat 14, attack. Threat 4, 4, map attack. Threat 6, 6, map attack. Threat 2, 2, map attack. Threat 10, 10, map attack. Wrapping the top. Threat 5, 5.
Alright, so the biggest one we have here is a 14 followed by 10 and a lot of 5s. This threat rating is directly affected by how much armor and hull, shield, plus the weapon you're using. The bigger weapon and the more armor and hull you have, the lower the threat rating and the lower the XP you'll get. The higher the threat rating when you kill a ship, the more XP the payout is. Because this is just a tutorial, I'm only going to attack this threat 5-5, this garbage scope, and you just hit the attack button on it. And this is going to bring me into the main combat page where I'm actually engaged with the enemy. This page can be a little bit confusing. I'll let you explore it on your own. I'm just going to cover a few of the basic details. If I start from the top and just hit G to jump by graphic, I'm going to run across these.
Help link graphic.
Help, that'll open up a help page with info on what to do.
Shields graphic, enemy shields graphic.
Shields, enemy shields.
Armor graphic, enemy armor graphic.
Same for armor.
Hull graphic, enemy hull graphic.
Same for hull.
Speed graphic, enemy speed graphic.
And same for speed.
Wrapping the top, help.
I'm just going to wrap me back up to the top because that's the last graphic. Alright, so the best way to view the values for these graphics is to go to the second one, like the second shield graphic.
Help link graphic, shields graphic, enemy shields graphic.
And then read down.
Zero.
That's my shield.
2740.
That's the enemy shield. Same thing for armor.
Armor graphic, enemy armor graphic. 6306.
That's my armor.
2770.
That's the enemy's armor. Hull.
Hull graphic, enemy hull graphic. 6998. 2500.
That's the enemy's hull. Now, the only way you can lose is if you get your hull breached. Your armor going to zero or your shield does not matter, only your hull going to zero. Because of that, the easiest way I found to check your hull quick is from the top of the page, hit Shift G twice.
Core exiles. Rapid speed graphic.
And then just hit up arrow.
2500.
That's their hull.
6998.
That's my hull. It's a quick way to check your hull, and you don't really have to take time to explore the whole page. Alright, now we got that out of the way, we need to explore how to actually attack the ship, and I'm going to go Control Home, and then jump by Forms, or F.
Web 1 button.
We have a Web 1, that's where my weapon is stored at.
Combo box, select drone.
There is a Web 2 button
web 1
there,
button. Web 2 button unavailable.
But it's unavailable because I don't have anything in my secondary weapon slot, as you don't need anything there for combat. So after Web 1,
combo box, select drone.
We have a combo box to select a drone, this would be to deploy a combat drone.
Launch button.
The launch is for that combat drone.
Combo box, use device.
This is to select a matrix to use. Matrix allow you to repair your shield in real time, but you also get hit during that repair, and it uses up one action point, which you'll need on the next page. You only have 3 of them total, I believe.
Use button.
And then a use button to actually use that device or matrix. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to go ahead and hit Web 1.
Web 1 button.
Fire, and just hit space on this.
Table. Two links.
You notice it said table. That's because it just put 2 tables on the page now. This is the second table. I go Control Home TT. What happens in the first shot, I believe, is you hit the enemy, but they don't actually hit you because you're surprising them. So I'm going to hit them again to see what they're hitting me for. And now I will have 3 tables on the page. The second one is my hits. Second one is the enemy's hits. They missed. Oh, it turns out they did hit me with the first shot, but I couldn't see it. The table didn't show up. So what's happening here is I'm hitting them for 600 something. They're hitting me for 386. There's no way that they could actually kill me in this fight because I'm hitting them for so much more than they're hitting me, and my armor and hull is higher than theirs. Because of that, I can just smash the Web 1 button until they're dead and not have to worry about my stats whatsoever. There's a couple ways to hit this Web 1 button quick if you're sure you're going to win. The first one is just Control Home B Enter.
Web Enter. Web Enter. Web Enter. Web Enter.
Like that. Or you can go ahead and search Web 1 and then just F3 Enter.
Web Enter. 200 Web Enter. Rapid Enter. Rapid Enter.
Now the third way, which I cover more in depth in the advanced section, is to put your Jaws cursor on Web 1 or just PC cursor. Make sure your numlock's off.
Virtual to PC. Link exit
combat. Virtual to PC.
Right click, exit combat link, context menu.
Right click that button, and now I can hit Control left click and shoot really quick.
Control mouse click, 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 congratulations.
I went ahead and shut up the screen reader, but that congratulations was letting me know that I killed the ship. It all depends on how you feel most comfortable doing combat, but I've definitely found that the Control left click, and by the way, you can add a dictionary entry to stop it from saying that, but that is by far the quickest way to do combat. Also, with Internet Explorer, it only loads what's in the tables and not the rest of the page. It's not a complete page refresh each time, so it's much quicker combat, which is why I use Internet Explorer. Alright, so I'm going to go ahead and read this confirmation screen, letting me know I just killed the ship. Control Home, and then I'm just going to read down with down arrow.
Core Exiles. Land. Vessel destroyed. Field combat special. Must visit. Congratulations, Captain. The enemy has been destroyed. I suggest we continue on to scour the area for lootable items. After all, we are the first ones on the scene, and you know what that means. The salvage rights are ours. Land.
After this, it's going to tell me what my reward was in both XP and credits.
XP awarded 787, XP bounty awarded 984 CR.
That's a fairly decent reward. Not all that great. Big combat. You can pull in 2,000 to 5,000 with no problem per kill. At the beginning, you're probably going to be getting less than 100.
Grab the loot button. Enter.
Alright, so I hit the button to grab the loot, and then this page can be a little complicated until you get used to navigating it quick. I'm going to go ahead and hit Control Home and just read down for now.
Core Exiles. Land. Graphic Shields. 00 Graphic R 1000 Graphic O.
This is just giving me some basic ship summary, what my stats are after the fight.
6000 Graphic and 59 Graphic R 19 Tooth Graphic Credits.
I'm skipping over it because it doesn't really matter.
15,751,000 graphic fuel, 37,000 cargo space, 2,071.
It's letting me know how much cargo space I have remaining to fill up with loot.
Land, table with 5 columns and 6 rows.
Now this table actually contains the loot that I got from the fight and also all the buttons to rescan and collect and all that. Because there's links at the top of it, I'm just going to read with down arrow and get into table commands a little bit later.
Combat loot results action points available free.
I didn't use any matrixes or drones, so I didn't use up any combat points, and I still have all three of mine. These are what are used to rescan a window of loot. That'll make sense in just a minute.
Visit link graphic, no AP slash probes.
I honestly don't know what those are used for, never used them. You can figure it out if you want to. Something to do with getting extra loot. I don't know.
Visit link graphic combat scan.
We have a link to do another combat scan. You might want to click on this after you're done collecting your loot.
Visit link graphic repair options.
Same thing for repair.
Visited link graphic loot all.
And a link to loot all. I actually have this connected to a place marker, so I can just hit
Rapid
A.
Armor graphic.
Armor's one place marker. Loot all's another.
Visited link exit loot.
And we have an exit loot link.
Rescan button.
Alright, now we're getting into the actual buttons where you collect and rescan for your loot. There should be 5 rescan buttons from left to right, so we have 1,
rescan
2,
button,
3,
rescan
4,
rescan
5.
Rescan button.
These are at the top of each loot window. I'm going to hit Alt Control left arrow to go to the beginning again. Under each rescan button, you'll have the name of what the loot was you got. Under the name of the loot,
Captain's case, row 4.
It'll say it in just text.
Amount 6, row 5.
And then under that, it'll say the amount of that loot. Under the amount,
collect button, row 6.
You have a button for collecting the loot. If you want to actually play around in the table and explore it, there is an example table on the text guide for this audio guide. A little tip real quick, if you want to jump right to the name of the first loot item you got, from the top of the page, hit BG.
Rescan Captain's case graphic.
That brings me right to the first item. Now I can either use down arrow to read through the items or Alt Control right arrow. There will be 5 windows. This is the first one. The second one is
graphic rubidium, column 2.
Rubidium, that's a standard resource.
Graphic pulse rifles.
Pulse rifles are a special resource.
Graphic corn, column 4.
Corn, standard.
Graphic universal survival packs, column
5. Universal survival special. Loot windows 1, 3, and 5 are special. 2 and 4 are standard resources. My suggestion, never scan 2 and 4, only rescan 1, 3, and 5 to get something better. For example, I want to rescan my first window, which was Captain's Case, I believe.
Captain's Case, row 3.
Yes. So on the Captain's Case, I can hit Alt Control up arrow.
Rescan button, row 2.
Hit this rescan button, and then Control Home
BG.
That gave me a data cube military. That's pretty good. How many?
Data cube amount 6, row 5.
Not too bad. Max is 10 by default.
Data cube, graphic pulse rifles, column 3.
Pulse rifles. Let's rescan
button,
that. Now, if I want to jump to pulse rifles again quick, I'll go Control Home BG. Polarized shield plate. And in case you're wondering, the reason I'm doing that is because it is the third graphic after the button, because it's the third loot window. I could hit BGGG, but it's just easier for me to hit BGGGG to get to the fifth one, or BGG to get to the third one, which I'm on right now.
Graphic universal survival packs.
Just because I'm doing a guide here, I'm going to go ahead and rescan this universal survival packs.
Rescan button, row center.
Now, because I no longer have any rescan buttons, I have to hit Shift BG.
Graphic created electronic parts graphic.
And I got created electronic parts.
Created electronic amount 5, row 5.
5 of them, not that many. Now, my loot options are
collect
to
button,
either
collect button,
each
button,
one
button,
individually. There is a button to collect each one, or I can go to that loot all link, which I'll do it the hard way because you probably don't have the place marker set up as I do. It's still pretty quick. The best way is just search T space A.
Rapping the top, visit link graphic loot all.
Hit this
enter,
loot all button.
Graphic, table, correct.
Well, this loot all link, and that automatically looted everything. It collected everything from every window and put it into my ship's cargo hold. Now, at this point, you've collected all your loot, you just killed a ship. Now you're going to either do one of two things. You're going to scan for another ship if your armor's high enough, or you're going to repair. Starting out, you're probably going to be repairing as you don't have much armor and hull in the starter ship. To repair, your best bet is just Control Home and then jump by V for visited link.
Visited link graphic, visited link graphic repair options.
There's the option to repair. Hit enter on this.
Enter repair options, link graphic, core exiles.
We ran past that earlier when I was going over the links at the top of the table. This page has a few combo boxes. I'm going to go home and then C to jump by them.
Core list box.
This is to use shield EPK. The next one, armor EPK. Next one, hull. Then the fourth and final one is to use a drone. You'll notice this said Omega Repair Drone Ver 4-4200. The reason is this Omega drone repairs both armor and hull at the same time by 4200 each. It does have a level requirement of 45, I believe, but the first one does 1200 each, and that is at level 25.
Escape,
I'm going to hit use selected kit. Okay, now on this page, I can just hold control home, hit V, combat scan, and I can find another target attack that easy. I'm going to go ahead and kill another one just real quick. We got a threat 6. I'm going to attack him. My mouse is still on my weapon button, I believe. Doesn't want to die. Oh, he is dead. Alright, let's see what the reward was. I'm just going to go to grab loot button and then up arrow. About the same. I'm going to grab the loot. Now, I already know this page, so I'm just going to hit BG. That's really good. Pretty bad. I'm going to crew uniform, then I'll control up arrow. Rescan, check that loot window again. BG. That's good. Rescan the mobile. BG. Security droids, that's good. I'm going to hit ship BG. This brings me to the fifth loot window. I'm going to rescan that. Combat armor, that's pretty crappy. I'm still going to loot all. I used my place marker that time. Repair. All healed up. That really is all there is to combat. The key to it is getting quick and proficient with it so you can do it in a reasonable amount of time, and you can get a lot of XP this way in a really quick amount of time. There have been a lot of Core Exiles players through the years who have gotten massive amounts of levels extremely quick just by doing combat. Adding to that, there are a lot of resources you can get in the game that are very rare, but through combat you can get them fairly easily. The only thing is you're spending your time to get the resources, so you're not paying for them in credits. Alright, I'm going to exit this repair because I don't need to do another kill. Just like that, I already got 80 cargo from those two kills. That's not too bad. And that is the end of the guide covering the combat system along with all of the combat pages in Core Exiles.